I think that the opportunity to try everything in a real world environment is one of the things that really differentiates Electrify Expo. But, you know, we're also not an auto show. We're not a trade show. Like, this is a festival. Like, you feel the vibe and the atmosphere and the energy. There's music pumping throughout the entire festival. There's a live DJ, food trucks everywhere. There's customized cars. There's electric watercraft. There's everything for you to kind of check out. So it's a pretty unique offering right now in the event space.
Welcome to the official podcast of the EV Report. Here, we take a deep dive into the world of electric vehicles, bringing you exclusive interviews and insights into the companies shaping our future. Let's get started. Welcome. I'm Brian Hagman, and my guest today is BJ Burtwell, founder and CEO of Electrify Expo. Thanks for joining me, BJ.
Great to be here. Can't wait to talk about all things EV. There's so much happening. So looking forward to a great conversation with you, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. So to start things off, can you, I guess for the audience who may not necessarily be familiar with Electrify Expo, can you just kind of provide maybe an overview of the event?
Yeah, I mean, this is the coolest EV festival on steroids. It's North America's largest EV festival. It's 1 million square feet of space. So if you can kind of just envision in your head, just a huge festival of all things electric, but not just things that you're getting in, but things that you're actually driving and riding. So the whole idea about Electrify Expo comes from my background, which was I was an EV skeptic. In fact, I hated EVs. If I saw an EV on the freeway, I had a few things to say about it. I just always felt like, hey, you know, if you couldn't hear the rumble of a V8 or the sing of an inline four turbo, forget about it. As a car guy, I was just like, I couldn't get into this idea of electric because I felt like they lacked a soul until I finally drove one. Once I drove one, everything changed for me. So the whole idea of Electrify Expo is to give people these experiences in electric cars, electric trucks, e-bikes, e-scooters, electric skateboards, in some cases, electric watercraft, and allow that experience to introduce them to the world of electric transportation. And for me, it was getting behind the wheel of one that gave me my light bulb moment. And now we're just trying to give other people this idea of their light bulb moment and just allow them to experience it. It's not about forcing anybody to go electric. It's really about just giving them the opportunity to experience it and then allow them to decide. So we have the world's leading brands at Electrify Expo. It doesn't matter if it's Tesla or Ford or BMW or Kia or Lexus or Volvo or Toyota or all these other great auto manufacturers. There's tons of stuff to see and experience all the way from electric cars and trucks to kids products like electric go-karts, electric stability bikes. So it's just really great and all around fun for all ages electric festival.
No, that's awesome. So how long has that Electrify Expo been around?
We're going into our fourth year. So we're still a pretty young company and we do this 8 times throughout the country. We basically go, we've started in Florida earlier this month and then we head to Phoenix and Denver and San Francisco, and then we head over to Seattle, New York, Austin. Might have missed one. We're in LA. Yeah, we really are just kind of going over, going all over the U.S. and allowing people to experience what it means to what it feels like to go electric.
Yeah, no, that's great. There are a lot of automotive shows around the country, or all over the world. A lot of focused on EVs. You know, a lot of like trade shows, trade events, conferences. So, what makes Electrify Expo so much different, or kind of the must see or must attend event for EVs?
Well, you know, my background is in trade shows and events and conventions. Before I started Electrify Expo, we owned a lot of our own event properties or tours, whether it be motorsports or something else, or we were helping other brands activate at these conventions or these trade shows. I ran a division at Chrysler for a while that was really just in charge of helping the brand connect to more of a youth and multicultural consumer, which was done in a variety of ways through experiential marketing. So I have a lot of experience in these different trade shows and conventions that are out there. I think the big difference between Electrify Expo and what's out there right now is we are an outdoor festival that allows you to experience everything. And, you know, really, when you want to experience an electric car, for example, I could talk about e-bikes and e-scooters and everything else, but let's just focus on electric cars for a moment. What we want to do is we want electric cars to live up to the hype. And electric cars will not live up to the hype if you are providing an experience that it does not allow the car to give you that kind of connection that it can give you. So, for example, when demos are done in the basement of a convention center where a lot of auto show ride and drives are done, those are unfortunately not living up to the hype with majority of consumers. In fact, we see it all the time because people come to Electrify Expo and they said, hey, yeah, we are at an auto show, but once we experienced the car like this, like everything changed. In fact, they would go to an auto show, they would go back to their social circles or their families and tell them, hey, yeah, I tried the electric thing and it wasn't for me. And then they come to Electrify Expo and they're like, oh, so this is what a Tesla Plaid feels like going 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. Like that's kind of a life changing changing moment. And you don't get to do things like that. That's an extreme example, but you don't get to do things like that in the basement of a convention center. So I think that the opportunity to try everything in a real world environment is one of the things that really differentiates Electrify Expo. But, you know, we're also not an auto show. We're not a trade show. Like, this is a festival. Like, you feel the vibe and the atmosphere and the energy. There's music pumping throughout the entire festival. There's a live DJ, food trucks everywhere. There's customized cars. There's electric watercraft. There's everything for you to kind of check out. So it's a pretty unique offering right now in the event space.
Yeah. Now, because I was going to ask you if this was purely targeted for the consumer aspect versus more of an industry type of expo, right?
It is. This is definitely a B2C or, you know, a consumer marketing element. We do have a B2B component of Electrify Expo called Industry Day, where we dedicate a day at our LA show. We open up the show a day early for Industry Day. And that's where we kind of go indoors and we produce a panel environment where we have keynotes and fireside chats and featured speakers who are releasing new products or breaking news at the event. And then we have the press pool come out and follow those new product showcases around the festival. And we do ride-on drives and everything for that B2B day. And there's a lot of good networking happening on that day. But for the most part, you know, 99% of the time, Electrify Expo is a consumer show.
This episode is brought to you by Hagman Search. When it comes to finding top-tier talent for your executive team, Hagman Search is the name you can trust. Not simply a recruiting firm, it's your strategic partner. Go to HagmanSearch.com to learn more. I guess switch gears here and talk about the EV market in general. So is the EV market where you expected it to be at this point? I mean, is it growing faster? Is the adoption rate maybe not quite where we thought it was going to be? What's your thoughts on that?
I'm not an analyst. I'm almost like just a normal guy who's just looking at the market and seeing the hockey stick trajectory of growth. So for me, there's no expectation on kind of where it should be. What we're seeing is a growing appetite amongst consumers who want to check out this electric thing and really don't have a good platform or opportunity to do that. So like if you back up and you go 3 years ago when we started Electrify Expo in 2021, which doesn't seem like a long time ago, but in the world of EVs, things have changed a lot since 2021. In that day and age, Electrify Expo was appealing to more of an EV advocate or an EV enthusiast or somebody who had more of a sustainability or eco-conscious mindset. And then you fast forward to today, and we don't see those consumers as much anymore. The consumer we are seeing today is more of a general mainstream consumer who, again, is coming to check out this whole electric thing. So as far as what we're feeling and seeing, we just had one of our largest shows this year in all places in Orlando during spring break. Like if we can produce a show in Orlando during spring break and pretty much break records, auto manufacturers broke all records there. We're really seeing this big appetite for people who want to learn about going electric. It's an interesting point of view to take on, hey, where should the industry be versus, you know, where it is today? I think, you know, sometimes, you know, the industry can get over its skis in projecting where it should be and forget about how early we are really into this industry. I like to use the example of when we went from, you know, horse-drawn carriage to gas car. You know, there was a time there that the way that people were getting gas was through milk truck. There was no gas stations anywhere. And, you know, we kind of find ourselves in this similar moment where there's a lot of EV adoption happening. People are frustrated about EV infrastructure and not being able to find charging stations or operable charging stations. Like that's all happening because that's where we are at, as an industry. And I think that we are going to see rapid growth in EV infrastructure over the next couple of years. And that's certainly going to help because I think that's one of the things that's inhibiting the growth of our industry at a pace that maybe other analysts would like. But what I see is at Expo is a great sandbox for consumers to come out and see how electric car manufacturers and plug-in hybrid manufacturers are duking it out with gas cars. Because in some cases, if you're a consumer and you're looking to go electric, you know, going all electric might not be the right choice for you right now. You might want to go and go plug-in hybrid based on your current living situation or EV infrastructure around you. So, you know, I give a different soundbite on this, Brian, in that like I'm not here to force anybody to go electric. I'm here to provide an opportunity for people to experience electric and then let them go ahead and make that decision on what works best for them and their family.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I was going to talk to you because you have such a unique perspective because you're an EV enthusiast. You're with, you know, with all the events you have, you're with so many consumers that may not necessarily be familiar with EVs. This is their first experience of just trying to drive or take a look at the technology. I want to get your thoughts on the marketing within the industry with EVs. You know, it seems like, you know, when you hear people market EVs, it seems to be stuck on maybe sustainability or, you know, the green aspect versus maybe the technology. Do you think we're missing from just a pure marketing perspective, maybe kind of missing out and kind of forgetting about maybe the technology behind the EVs and why that may be, you know, such an attractive thing for consumers?
Perhaps, for sure, because the technology is very attractive and fun to talk about. It's fun to experience. It can also be very confusing. So when we talk about technology or we talk about range in these different languages, sometimes we can lose consumers very quickly because we're talking in kilowatts or amperage. And that's something that a mainstream consumer is just going to tune out. They're gone. We really do need to dial into a language that is universal and very easy to understand. And it's not going to be in kilowatts and amperage. But there's a lot of technology in EVs that they do need to be talking about, especially the thrill of driving electric. That is a lot of fun. But I think you got to look at, you know, talking to consumers differently based upon, you know, how they're segmented. There's still a variety of consumers out there that want to go electric because they want to be more eco-conscious. They do have more of a sustainability mindset. But I think those people have already made their decisions over the last 5 or 10 years to go electric or not to go electric or to go to plug-in. So I really feel like we do have more of a general mainstream consumer marketing message that needs to be developed, and it's not there yet. One company that has done a pretty good job of this in trying to simplify vernacular around, say, charging, it would be a company like Chargeway, who uses very easy kind of numbers and colors to identify how you charge and where you charge. But we need something more similar to that, and to look at going electric as just all you're doing is replacing your fuel choice from gas to electric. Both are fuel choices. We just happen to be choosing electric fuel over, you know, a gas version.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. So I want to go talk a little bit about your background. So I know you were kind of in the event space and the automotive space. So what was your motivation behind starting Electrify Expo?
Well, you're right. I'm a car guy and I'm an event guy. So it's kind of the culmination of those two things. We had just sold a motorsports property and I was looking for the next thing. I happened to find myself at GoPro Mountain Games. Awesome event that those guys put on and GoPro sponsors there. I think if it's still there, it was in Vail, Colorado. And I was there with my head of ops, and we were talking about kind of what the next thing is, kind of looking around us. And you saw a lot of guys just, you know, on these one wheels and these e-bikes. This is back in, you know, 2018. So it was kind of that click over at that point. And then, you know, with my world being pretty well connected within the auto manufacturer space, and just putting that together. But when our very first event for Electrify Expo was in a grass field in Orange County, California, back in 2021, basically on top of COVID. So, you know, it wasn't produced and presented in the most ideal form, but we definitely satisfied a need that was there. We had a huge crowd show up that day. Certainly nothing compared to what we do today, but it was enough to at least get the manufacturers interested in what we were doing. Yeah, I mean, auto manufacturers are very strategic about how they approach new events, and they don't just necessarily jump all in with a new event promoter. Event promoters don't have a good reputation. So, you know, they take their time and make sure that the event promoter is going to deliver on what the vision is. And I think that, you know, we've certainly done that and had incredible growth. I mean, we brought Tesla in 2022. As you know, Tesla doesn't do any marketing, and they hadn't at that point. I think they're a little bit more aggressive now, but they hadn't done any marketing or any PR back then. And they saw something special in us. And, you know, we've had Rivian come on board, and we've got all these auto manufacturers who've kind of legitimized our event at this point.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I know you have several locations now. Do you see your event in the future growing? How do you see Electrify Expo maybe evolving over the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, a lot that I'd like to share, but I'm sensitive to sharing it. We do have a vision for growing Electrify Expo, not just geographically, but also just the type of footprint and the types of experiences that you have at Electrify. So, you know, yes, I'm a big advocate of innovation. If you don't innovate, you die. And from year to year, we're evolving and innovating. In Phoenix, we're introducing Electrified Race League. Electrified Race League is all about giving a platform to basically micro mobility manufacturers and athletes that want to race in a professional environment on electric skateboards, electric bikes, electric scooters. That type of entertainment is fun to bring into Electrify Expo. I don't know if you're familiar with Trials, but Trials are just an amazing exhibition of incredible talent on two wheels. We're bringing Trials into Electrify Expo. So there's all this types of entertainment that's happening we're bringing into Electrify. We'll continue to do that in the future years and in bigger ways for sure.
That's great. Well, BJ, it's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed kind of learning a little bit more about Electrify Expo and chatting with you a little bit about the EV market. And I definitely, hopefully we can catch up again sometime.
Yep, let's do it. I'd love to have you out to one of the shows, let you to experience it if you haven't already and have a follow-up conversation on that.
Sounds great. Thanks, BJ.
Thanks, Brian.
I'm Brian Hagman, founder of the EV Report. And I would like to thank today's guest, along with all of you, for tuning in. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I'll see you next time.